I feel, hear, and smell a certain familiar human. Well, well, well. Look what is. It has been quite some time since you've been in my den. And since you and I have had some pleasurable moments in it. So tell me, what brings you back to my lair? It's been some time now, hasn't it, human? What is it you want exactly? Because I know you ain't coming back here for nothing. You're looking for something, ain't ya? Perhaps you're looking for another chance to knock boots. Or perhaps you're looking for something a little more... vicious, yeah. You came to warn me. Warn me about what exactly? What do you think I need protection from? Is it the king? Are the elves finally going to come into my kingdom and hopefully try to kill me? Doubtful, everything going on over there. So what is it? The raccoon? You mean that wee thing that you stole the babies from? I'm not afraid of some raccoon. Nor his stupid wife. I'll be fine. What makes you believe they're going to be coming with more? Now that's interesting. Where exactly did you get that information from, human? Somebody told you, eh? And perhaps you could tell me who that someone is. Yes. Whispered to you in a dream, you say. So she's finally making more of a presence for herself, eh? Well, who else could it have been, human? You got visited from Jolene. The one that lives within the empty tower. The one who has been guiding my hand, or my claw more than like. Feh, you should know better than that, human. I care not for this world, save for what I can take from it. That's all that matters to me. All that should matter to me, don't you think? Nah. Those beings out there, they'd see me dead faster than you can blink. No. It's within my purview to allow her to cross over. I've been promised my own patch of land, and what is the old saying? Better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven. And I believe that. Let me tell you, I believe that wholeheartedly. I'd love to subjugate all of those little bastards out there. All of them always trying to get at what's mine. Sort of like you. Though you're at least far more genteel about it, aren't you? Oh, don't be shy, good sir. I know you. The things you've done for me. Plenty auspicious. Audacious. But you do have the ability to back up your claims. I like you. I like you plenty. But maybe not enough to save your life. So what did you come here to give me this warning about? Did she give you some kind of indication that she needs me for something? Or am I just to make do with meeting my maker? What could threaten me? Oh, they have a red dragon, sure. No fooling. They're at the bar and grill now. I knew about the other dragon. That Saphiric one. What was his name? Inikris. Yeah. Heard about him. He stays far away from here. Which is fine by me. We've come across each other's paths before. Shiny blue bastard. Oh. Last time he and I duked it out. Neither of us could overpower the other. Not really. But I had some tricks up my sleeve, you see. He learned to stay away from me. Oh, but that lich, that fucking lich, always sticking his nose where it don't belong. He's a problem for me. I wonder, human, do you know that lich is an enemy of Julene? How would you like to try your hand at, I don't know, removing him from the equation? Aye, big scary lich. All you have to do is find out where their phylactery is. You know, that soul cage. Destroy that, you destroy the lich. Though I have no idea where he might be hiding it. Though I imagine it somewhere within that bar of his. You know, the brothel. The stroke of midnight bar and brothel. Ugh. What an ungainly sight. I would destroy it if it weren't for his magics. But you could possibly slip in and rummage around. You look like the sort who might be able to do that. Smart lad like you. What do you think? Oh, I might perish. But striking a blow to that lich would gain you ultimate favour with me and Jolene. And I think that you want her favour more than me. I die, whatever. But Jolene, she can give you power. She can make you immortal. She can do for you things that I can't even dream of. I consider it my last assignment then. If they're going to be coming here in a mob to try and kill me, I doubt I'll be able to survive such a thing. Even as powerful as I am. Even a mob gets lucky sometimes. So, you've been given an assignment. I'll even pay you in advance. What do you say? How would you like this? This part of my hoard right here. It'd be enough. A kingly sum, wouldn't you see? You could live off the land and live fat and happy for, probably a good couple of years on this. And what if I sweetened the deal for you?
My handsome little lad. How would you like for me to sweeten the deal?
Dinna think about the last time you and I conjugated together.
But see, that's the thing, isn't it? You're claiming this may be my last few days. I'm offering you treasure. Offering you more than treasure. Why hesitate? Unless you're exaggerating.
I didn't think so.
So, what'll it be? Do you want another round? Or should I just give you your treasure, give you your assignment, and send you on your merry little way? I thought I smelled some pheromones off you. Smart lad. Very smart lad indeed. Let me get a taste of you. Tastier than I remember. Now then, what see you take off that armor? Get more comfortable then. I'm gonna make this a night you'll remember for the rest of your days. Not that the last time wasn't any different. But I've got more reason now, don't I? To spend my day as if it might be my last, because it might. Good lad. Now then, let me watch you take that armor off slowly. Very good. Just like that. Look at you. Just as pristine as the last time I saw you. And you're healing up quite nicely from the claw marks. I can't wait to sink my cock into you. Look how hard you are already. Throbbing at the idea, aren't you? Good lad. There. Lay back for me, laddie. Of course I'm gonna tongue-fuck you. What do you think? I gotta make sure you're ample enough room for me. But first, this cock looks delicious. How can something so tiny compared to me taste and feel so feckin' good? You like that dragon tongue? Licking at your cock. I'm sure you're big for a human. But you're worth a wee little morsel to me. I could swallow you whole right now. The taste of you is so savory. And you're leaking already, aren't you? You dirty little bitch. Ah. Oh, you taste amazing.
How would you like to shoot your load into my mouth?
No.
I suppose I could let you fuck me. Since it is my last time, right? Supposedly. How did you like that, human? Oh, I felt that twitch against my tongue. You want it, don't you? You want to feel me squeezing around you. I've got perfect control over it. What do you say, human? Do you want to fuck me? Do you want to try and top me from the bottom? You think you can satisfy a dragon that way with this wee little cock? I'd like to see you try. Go on then, little man. Stand up for me. With your rigid cock at attention, throbbing for me. Go ahead. I'll even lie back for you. Show me what you've got. Well, I'm waiting. Climb up here and fuck me. Or I turn your ass around and I claim you. This is your only chance. How does something so small feel so good? Yes. Good boy. Yes. Show me how vigorously you want this. How badly you want to tame this green dragon. Come on. Fuck my ass like you mean it. Show me what a big, strong man you are. Not a pathetic little wimp anymore, are you? Look at you trying so hard. Oh, yes. No one's ever had the privilege to fuck me, you know. Not the way you're doing right now. Though, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a wee bit disappointed. Come on. Show me how badly you want to fuck me. Feel my ass. Do it. Come on. Don't you want to just come inside this green dragon's ass? Oh, that's it, laddie. Show me how badly you've wanted this. Not so bad, really. But I'm starting to get a little worked up myself. So why don't you hurry up? Why don't you blow your load inside of me, and I'll return the fever. What do you see? Come on now. Faster, little laddie. That's it. Faster. Really, show me who's boss. There you go. You're doing so well. Look at you trying your absolute hardest to hold it back and hold it in. Let it go, laddie.
You are never going to really top me, but your valiant little effort, so pathetic, it is. Oh, don't be downtrodden. I like a good pathetic little man. Come on, try your best. That's it. That's it, good lad. Pump as hard as you can, as fiercely as you can. Oh, that does feel pretty good. Not gonna lie. Oh, your tiny little cock. Oh, I can feel it just right there. At the edge. Oh, so good. Oh, so nice. There you go. I think my favourite parts are your moans. Hearing that man voice tremble, that's it. Come for me. Come for me, you pathetic little worm. Ah, yes. Very nice. Oh, yes. Let me squeeze down on you and milk you. Oh, I'm gonna trap this cock in my ass. There you go. Oh, I'm not letting go. Yes, I'm gonna milk you for everything you've got. Oh, that's it, little lad. Oh, cry hard. Oh, yes. Ah, fuck yes. Oh, you're not spent yet, are ye? Nobody may think I'll release ye yet. You think you can do it again? Oh, you need a breather. Is your wee little cock sensitive now? Ah, didn't know that I could pulsate my ass that way, could ye? Oh, it hurts so much, doesn't it? It feels so good. Oh, but I'm still going to milk you for all I've got. Oh, your tiny wee cock. Oh, giving me more pleasure from hearing you moan and cry and groan and whimper like the wee little lad you are. Ah, yes. Oh, but how could you stand against a green dragon? Oh, yes. Oh, beg for mercy all you want. Ah, fine. Ah, turn around. I said, turn around. Good. You see my massive cock? That dragon cock. He's gonna feel every fucking inch of you. And I am going to fill you with all of my dragon seed. And you are going to enjoy it. I am going to use you like a little toy. Are you ready? Here. Let me lube you up with my tongue. What a great taste your ass has. Wow. Can you feel my tongue slithering all the way inside you? Stretching you out. My good little lad. Oh, I have been so pent up for you. Those moans, ah, those man moans are so nice. Ah, ah, ah.
so great. I'm ready to take you now. Let me just admire this form just a little longer. What do you see? Look at your hung wings. You're waiting and begging for me, aren't you? Brace yourself, lad. Yes. So tight. You feel that. That cockhead pushing against your ass and sliding in. Oh, you take this so well. You may have a tiny cock, but your body feels fucking amazing. Oh, shit, yes. I am having to try with all of my power not to ram this further into you. Look at how generous I'm being to you, pathetic worm. Yes. Yes. Those moons. Thank me. Very good. I like it when you thank me for fucking you slow. For being generous and so courteous, that little asshole of yours gets to stretch out slowly around me. Yes. Good boy. Taking it all. That's it, my wee lad. So opened up for you. Only you, needing you. That's it. Yes. Yes. You are really begging for it, aren't you? Throwing it back on me like that. Fuck. Yes, laddie, that's it. Show me how badly you want to be bred. Feel my claws on your skin. Yes. I'm gonna make you all mine. Yes. I'm gonna breed that ass so nicely. Fuck. Yes, there we go. Take it all. Fuck. Human. My little thief. There's no better way than this to spend the rest of my fucking last day. Pounding into that beautiful wet ass. Fuck. Yes. I'm coming so fucking deep in you. Yes. I love the little pop you make when I pull out. Breathe, little thief. Breathe, my lad. We've got all night and I am not gonna stop here. But you likely need to relax a little bit, don't you think? Give yourself some time to readjust to my size. Plus, look at all that seed flowing out of you. How honored you must be to receive it all. But I have more in store for you. Good boy.
Now then, little one, thank ye for your warning, and thank you for sharing that wondrous body with me. No matter how wimpy and pathetic you may seem, can't lie, I do enjoy it. Now, you've got an assignment, but you don't have to worry about carrying it out right away. We've got the night. You can slip out in the morning, take some of my treasure, but not all of it. Just in case I survive. You never know. Well, I appreciate all that you've done so far. But I think I'm going to appreciate it more after everything we do tonight. Shh. Relax. Just for a few moments. I have some things to gather, anyway. You sit there and think about what happens next. Good lad.